I'm Cherie Saunders with USA Today. There are few more loyal allies to former President Donald Trump than Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, and Lindsey Graham. All have emerged as key figures in Trump's failed efforts to cling to power, and each now face looming August dates to testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta as part of a fast-moving criminal investigation into interference in the 2020 election. Giuliani, the former New York mayor and face of Trump's failed legal campaign to overturn the 2020 election with false claims of election fraud, is set to appear Tuesday. Eastman, the pro-Trump lawyer who pushed efforts to assemble fake slates of Trump electors to subvert President Joe Biden's victory in key battleground states, has been ordered to appear before the end of the month. So far, Graham, the Republican senator from South Carolina, who called on Georgia officials to re-examine the state's absentee ballots, has vowed a challenge to a string of subpoenas for some of the most high-profile figures in Trump's camp. Yet the local court orders also represent new markers in an investigation that is offering increasing signs of the potential legal peril ahead for Trump and some of his associates. Unlike the largely shrouded criminal investigation pursued by the Justice Department, court filings in the Fulton County inquiry have revealed a preliminary list of targets and a roadmap of sorts for an investigation that was launched with Trump as its central focus. Robert Rubin, an Atlanta attorney who has represented a witness called before the panel, says, quote, "It's serious as a heart attack. They are pouring enormous resources into this investigation," unquote. Rubin declined to identify his client, except to indicate the appearance was related to the fake elector scheme, a theme that has pulled Giuliani, Eastman, and other Trump allies into the sights of Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, who has been leading a far-reaching inquiry for the past year.